A reading from Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, beginning at verse 21. And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority, and not as the scribes. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And at once his fame spread everywhere, throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. So we have here a picture of Jesus, an account of Jesus's teaching ministry. This is at the very beginning of that teaching ministry. He's gone into a synagogue where people were gathered to hear teachers such as Jesus, and he goes and teaches them. And the response of those who are there is an interesting one. They say, and they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority, and not as the scribes. This authority question is an important one. When somebody stands up and starts saying something, particularly in a context like a synagogue, well, the question in your mind is, well, who are you to say this? Says who? When you go into the GP surgery, you want to see certificates on the wall assuring you that the person prodding and poking around knows what they're talking about. If you're undergoing surgery, you want to make sure that the hand that is operating you is connected to a brain that has been well trained. What authority do you have is a foundational question for anything. It's a question we should always have in mind. Somebody speaks, on what authority are they speaking? How are they qualified to say what they're saying? And yet there was something in Jesus' teaching which meant that they saw his authority. In fact, they were astonished at his teaching. The reason for that, of course, is that he's teaching firsthand about God. He's not teaching secondhand like the scribes did. The scribes, you see, would follow the custom. You have a question and then you start citing the sources. Well, Rabbi A says this, but Rabbi B says that, but Rabbi C says this and really should be listened to. But what about Rabbi D and so on and so forth? It all goes. So they would be listening out to see what Jesus would say as he debated, but he didn't enter into any of that. Rather, he simply taught them as one who had authority. And then suddenly we get this breaking in, this man with an unclean spirit who cries out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." The irony, of course, is that whilst the crowd are wondering who on earth this person is who can speak with such authority, an unclean spirit can call out and say, "Well, we know who you are, the Holy One of God." And Jesus casts them out. Not with any great show. He casts out this demon simply by speaking to him, "Be silent and come out of him." And of course, all the more people start questioning, all the more people start saying, "Well, who is this who can say and do these things? Who is this who can act as if he is God, casting out the evil spirits?" Well, we know, of course, because earlier in this chapter 1, Jesus was introduced to us as the Son of God. Earlier in chapter 1, we read of the baptism of Jesus and that voice, remember, from heaven, "This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." But this represents the first time people on the ground heard his teaching, and they realized that this man spoke firsthand for God. They realized as they listened to him that here was something new and direct, which caused many of them to follow him. And so we have to ask ourselves, what do we make of this Jesus? Do we see him as somebody who is a great teacher, somebody whose words can be trusted, who means what he says? Do we see him rather as somebody who's trying to deceive us, or somebody who's out of his mind? Well, perhaps I might finish with some words from C.S. Lewis, making just this point. He writes, "I'm trying here to prevent anyone saying the really foolish thing that people often say about Jesus. I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God. That is the one thing we must not say. A man who is merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on the level with the man who says he is a poached egg, or else he would have to be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool. You can spit at him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to. Now it seems to me obvious that he was neither a lunatic nor a fiend, and consequently, however strange or terrifying or unlikely it may seem, I have to accept the view that he was and is God."